Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to go to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com, that'll take you to our Facebook or our Twitter like we do each and every Wednesday, 10 o'clock. Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us for our Radio Town Hall. Kevin, welcome back to the program.
Great to be back.
It's been a busy week, hasn't it?
Well, it's been busy. It seems like it's been a busy couple of weeks. It seems like it's been a busy 10 months. But when you look at the productivity, it doesn't, you know, you wonder what happened to it all.
So give us the highlights from the week. What stands out as the most significant
of
the work in Congress?
This week, you know, from a legislative standpoint, I guess, and not so much in terms of floor action, but we actually, you know, we had a big day yesterday, which was the biggest, of course, the fullest day so far this week. And two things that coincided with each other that turned out to, you know, be quite similar. One was on the Science, Space, and Technology Committee that I sit and the subcommittee I sit on, we had an oversight hearing on the new source performance standards that rule that was put out by the EPA a couple of weeks ago that relate to, of course, CO2 emissions technology and standards. And the Science Committee has oversight of the technological side of all of these things. And the point of the hearing was to determine whether or not the EPA in its CO2 ruling, a rule, meets a standard that is, you know, that is determines whether it's been adequately demonstrated. That's the actual term, adequate demonstration of the technology. And of course, there's not a honest person alive that believes that they have, because there's no technology that exists that meets this standard. So, at least none that's been demonstrated at the economies of scale that would be required to make power plants meet the rule, which just further demonstrates that the intention of the rule is not to pursue or to promote the use of clean coal technology, but rather to shut coal down altogether. Coincidentally, yesterday was also a day on the Capitol Mall when several thousand coal miners and their families and others came for a rally, and they wanted to express themselves to the lawmakers and to the president of their great displeasure in the rules and the regulations that have become a war on their jobs. So I had the opportunity to speak to the rally yesterday on the Capitol Mall, and it was very energizing. I told them as I got up there and looked out and saw all of their hard hats and their union pins and union jackets and picket signs, I said, you know, I look out at all of you and I see my dad, who was a member of the IBEW, and I guess he is, because once you are, I think you always are, and taught me the work ethic of a rural electric lineman. And never in my life, growing up in Kindred, North Dakota, did I think we'd have a president that would declare war on my daddy's job, but that's exactly what's happened. So it's been a big week for defending North Dakota and America's economy and the coal industry and the low cost, efficient, and reliable electricity that it generates.
Kevin, I had an opportunity to talk with the American Coalition of Clean Coal Energy yesterday, and they addressed some of those same issues. What other organizations are there rallying that you're working with? You were at the rally yesterday, the Rally for American Energy Jobs. Who else is coming into this and rallying around coal? Because it seems like such an incredible attack. We need as much as we can to support our coal industry here in North Dakota.
Well, it's a great question, because you might look around the room and sort of wonder, you know, who's who and why are they here? So obviously you see organizations like, Association of Clean Coal Technology and groups that promote clean coal technology or that have an economic interest in it. You know, yesterday we were with labor unions that support coal, the mine workers of America, of course, the utilities that use coal and as a result have a tremendous competitive advantage because of its low cost and its reliability as a baseload fuel source for electricity, of course, are fighting it. Part of the problem is that so many that have an interest in it also, though, have, you know, sometimes different incentives based on you know, regulations as onerous as they might be for one particular part of the industry. As long as, you know, they can have certainty that they can recover costs, you know, the cost of something doesn't always matter to them. We're very fortunate in North Dakota, with our rural electric cooperatives and then and the generation and transmission cooperatives like Basin Electric and Minn Kota Power and certainly Great River Energy, which is a G&T that sells into Minnesota, of course, as well as the our other utilities like Otter Tail and XL and Montana Dakota Utilities, MDU, Minnesota Power, who is a G&T that sells into Minnesota, that they advocate not only for policies that allow them to recover costs, but more importantly, advocate for policies that benefit their customers and their members. And that's what we have to hang on to, I think, as much as anything. So it was a very, I was fired up. It was a very encouraging day in that regard. The other thing that was really interesting about the hearing is one of the witnesses is a former Assistant Secretary of Energy McConnell, who served over 2 years in Obama administration's Department of Energy as an Assistant Secretary, and he testified very firmly against this rule and said and it was funny. In fact, one person asked him, one of the members asked him, they said, "This must be a very awkward situation for you to come and testify against your former boss's policies," and he said, "It's not awkward at all. The purpose of this testimony and of this hearing is to seek truth, not to defend a bad policy." And it was really quite encouraging to have somebody that was bold enough to step up and, from a scientific standpoint, say this has not been adequately demonstrated to work, and that is the standard of this EPA rule, that the standard that they have to meet. So, but without Congress's oversight of it, I don't expect I don't expect it to be challenged other than by the Congress, although I will say that while the House of Representatives has had a very busy schedule of oversight of everything from NSA, IRS, you name it, certainly Obamacare and other things, including energy, the Senate is starting to take up this one as well. There are a number of senators. In fact, both of our senators, Senator Hoeven and Senator Heitkamp, spoke at the coal rally yesterday on the Capitol Mall. Senator Manchin has taken the leading role in some of these things. He's a Democrat senator. And so I think you're going to see a bipartisan effort at pushing back on these rules. And remember, these rules are intended to replace the legislation that the president could not get passed when he had a Democrat majority in the Senate and the House. When he passed Obamacare, he also tried to pass cap and trade, and it failed. So now they're trying to do it by executive fiat, and he's going to get a lot of pushback from both Republicans and Democrats.
Congressman Kevin Cramer with us on the Talk Radio Town Hall Wednesdays. Let's get to some calls here and more welcome. Here's the way you can call us and chat with Kevin live on the air, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We also take off-air calls if you just want to leave your message and get your question in. You can call 855-200-1776. Just press 1. Let's go to Bob in Grand Forks. Had a question on the farm bill for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to say I'm vehemently opposed to the conservation tie to the crop insurance, but I was going to ask if it does pass, and the last thing I want is a tree hugger riding with me in the tractor telling me how to farm, but if I want to opt out, can I still get the crop insurance and then just pay the difference because there's a subsidy tied to the conservation if that was passed?
Okay, that is a great question, Bob, and I appreciate your point because I'm completely with you. The House of Representatives does not, in our farm bill, we do not tie conservation compliance as a requirement to participate in the crop insurance program. The Senate does. This is probably the biggest and most important difference between the two bills for the North Dakota farmer. And, you combine that, Bob, with the AGI means testing, a limit that the Senate has in their bill, the House does not, and you combine those two things, and you have a situation where probably a third of North Dakota's farmers may very well opt out of the crop insurance program altogether, find ways to mitigate their own risk by buying up their neighbor's land, consolidating and growing their farms and draining every drop of wetlands that they can drain, and that's the real problem. So what your question, and I don't know if I know the answer specifically. I'll try to get it before the end of the hour. But as I understand your question, can you still buy crop insurance, pay the difference? And I don't know the answer to that. We'll have to see about that, or whether you can buy crop insurance at full price somewhere. The thing that's going to be interesting to see if this, depending on how this all shakes out, is and I suspect there'll be some compromise in this, and it'll be a hybrid, but will be to see how many people like you, Bob, or will do what you're thinking about doing, and then whether or not we have an actuarially sound crop insurance program at all. And that's the real danger. And if we don't, whether, you know, whether there's some private alternative that emerges that would be economically feasible, I think we're a ways away from that yet. But I'm going to check on that. I'm sure somebody on my team will be able to figure that out. Hopefully get an answer on the radio before the hour's up.
Bob, thanks for the phone call for Congressman Kevin Cramer. If you want to weigh in with Congressman Kevin Cramer, our radio town hall, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And, of course, Mark and Mark, you're coming up next, as well as your phone calls for Congressman Kevin Cramer. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind. Also, we'll get to some of your Facebook comments as well and some of your off-air questions also. This is What's on Your Mind.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to FlagFamily.com. FlagFamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, as we do every Wednesday. Your questions, comments, so welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Wanted to follow up on the Farm Bill question from the other caller as well, because we've had a lot of Facebook comments from an Adam that is asking whether or not SNAP funding is going to be reintroduced to the Farm Bill after all the work it took to remove it in the first place. What is the status of that?
Well, SNAP funding was put back into the Farm Bill before we put it, sent it over for conferencing. So it was separated when we didn't get enough Democrat votes to pass it together. We separated the two, had a debate about both, passed both separately. And then House Republicans, we pass a rule. I say there were four Democrats that joined us in doing this, but it passed a rule to put the two back together. So that was sort of a parliamentary requirement, basically, of having a bill that the conferees could then take up that was comparable enough to the Senate bill in order to deal with it. So SNAP and the farm piece are put back together into one bill and are now being conferenced together. In fact, the first conference committee is probably going on right now. it's today's the day. So
here's where I'm a little confused. Senator Heitkamp has an op-ed talking about extreme cuts. According to your answer to Adam, there are no extreme cuts, right? Well, I mean, of course, her definition of extreme cuts and yours would obviously be different anyway, but is it fair to call what's in the Farm Bill extreme cuts?
Well, there are no cuts, first of all. That's the first problem, is that there are no cuts in the Farm Bill. The Farm Bill doesn't appropriate money for anything. It doesn't appropriate money for farm programs, and it doesn't appropriate money for food stamps, so there are no cuts. What there are some modest policy changes that require people to demonstrate that they're eligible for food stamps before they get them, so that we could do away with some of the fraud and the abuse. And so there's how much money is saved really is more a function of how many people are ineligible for food stamps who are currently getting them. So there are two pieces of it. Each piece saves about is projected based on today's usage, projected to save about 2% or 2.5% of the growth, which is now over 100%, I might add. So to call a 5% reduction and 100% growth is, you know, that's hard to call that a cut in and of itself on its face. But the policies are basically this. One, we do away with categorical eligibility, which is a waiver that President Obama used as soon as he became president. He waived the requirements for people to demonstrate that they actually are in need before getting food stamps. And the result has been more than a doubling of use of the program in the past 5 years since he issued those waivers. And so by doing away with that categorical eligibility, which basically means if you qualify for anything, including a brochure from the local, human services office or your state office or an 800 number, you are automatically eligible for food stamps. So we're eliminating that, saying, look, just demonstrate that you're eligible through your income and your assets. And then the other one is a work requirement, which was part of the 1996 Welfare Reform Act that Bill Clinton signed, as was the eligibility requirement. And he waived that work requirement as well. And the work requirement is simply this. If you are an able-bodied, in other words, not disabled, but able-bodied adult, and you are between the ages of 18 and 49, or between 18 and 50, 49 and younger, now able-bodied, young adult, not senior citizen, not child, and you don't have a dependent child, so not a parent, if you fit in that category, we're saying you need to either have a job, be training for a job, or be looking for a job, demonstrate you're looking, trying to get a job, or involved in some some volunteer service in order to be eligible for food stamps. That's it. And those eligibility requirements might save up to, totally up to 5% in a program that's increased by 100%. So, no, they're not cuts. They're not deep cuts. They're policy changes that I think the vast majority of common sense North Dakotans would say, that doesn't seem so bad to me. So
let's get back to the phone calls, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you want to weigh in with Congressman Kevin Cramer, Mark in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Mark.
Big supporter. Keep up the good fight. I really like what you're doing in Washington. However, I do have a question. At some point during the negotiations to reopen the government after the shutdown, at some point, somewhere in a caucus, in a committee, in the House, in the Senate, I don't know where it would have happened, but somebody must have stood up and said, let's give back pay to furloughed government employees.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that happen, and who was it that first stood up and said, these people who aren't working should get back pay?
Yeah. Well, I don't know who first said it, but I can tell you this, Mark, it's been the case in every shutdown in history. So it's a long-time tradition that's based on the premise, and I think it's an accurate premise and idea, that these people were put out of work by no fault of their own, certainly not by demonstration of any performance evaluation or anything like that. But it raises the bigger question in my mind about why would you furlough anybody if you're going to pay them anyway, which is exactly why I kept every one of my staff people in the state and in Washington working. And consequently, we ended up doing a lot of work for a lot of members of Congress, especially in the Senate side, who furloughed their workers. And so I understand your frustration because it seems absurd, and it is absurd that you would pay people for not working at the same time, since there was no – here's the alternative. The alternative is they get job service and get unemployment.
You know, just one comment. You know, I watched the people at Melrose Bobcat, whatever they're called now, get laid off because of, for whatever reason, when business was down. I've never seen anybody in the private sector at KFYR. If advertising revenues don't come in, they're going to lay off an advertising person. Melrose people never got paid for being laid off. I in the private sector, when you're laid off, or it's not their problem. The guy that's out there welding and painting and doing his job and building Bobcats, when they're not selling enough because the economy is down, they don't hire them back, or they don't bring them back and say, oh, by the way, we're going to pay you.
Yeah.
This is the hypocrisy and the idiocy of the federal government. Congress does so many things so ridiculously stupid. That's why the people in North Dakota and all across the country are saying, and again, Congressman, I am a huge supporter.
I understand, Mark. I do.
But this is absolutely insane to pay these people for doing nothing. And that's my issue, is somebody stood up and said, oh, let's pay these people for doing nothing.
Mark, I think it's even crazier than that. I think that they didn't even have to stand up. It's just a foregone conclusion as a result of the way things have been around here for so long that you make it right. And I think it does also raise another point, too, and that is when there is a partial government shutdown like there was here, and this was more of a shutdown than previous shutdowns because the Senate won't pass any of our appropriations bills. So if you had appropriations bills passed that we have passed, those areas of government would have remained open anyway. And so what you end up seeing in this particular case really is a decision by certain people and certainly the administration to inflict as much pain as possible by keeping as many people from working as possible. And consequently, you have even a worse scenario where you're paying more people to not produce anything. So I hear it. I understand. And you're right. Congress does some crazy things that you would never do in your business.
Appreciate the call. Let's see. Is Dennis and Mina next up? But we're up against a break, so hang tight with your question. And Bob and Mandan behind him. And we have a lot of emails. One with a central North Dakota farmer, who's getting a hefty hike in his Obamacare premiums, wants to ask you about that. We also have to ask about your invite to President Obama and the response you got, which basically dissed North Dakota. So that and more with Congressman Kevin Cramer, and more of your calls on our talk radio town hall straight ahead. Don't go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Why are you inviting a president in North Dakota who's totally against the coal and the oil industries? To me, it's like letting the fox into the hen house.
An off-air call at 855-200-1776. And Friday, after your letter went out, we brought this up as a subject on the program.
Yes.
And I was amazed the amount of people that were vehemently opposed to the idea. Some folks even saying, look, President Obama is the enemy, which we pushed back against to say, my gosh, what have we come to in this country where the president's the enemy? We disagree, obviously. We don't like his ideas. We want to stop him. But to say he's a flat-out enemy, why not have him here? But what kind of reaction did you get from the invite?
I got a very, very fast rejection. The letter was delivered on Friday, and yesterday morning, Tuesday morning, we received a phone call saying thanks, but no thanks. We'll keep it on file, but the president declines. Which I guess I wasn't shocked by the fact that he declined, but it sure didn't take him long to say no. Now, I in fairness, he's the president. He's a busy guy. He's got a lot on his plate, and right now he's probably trying to figure out which exchange he's going to buy health insurance on. But it was a very the quickness of the response did surprise me, Scott. And so at any rate, but I also would say that the response I got from a lot of North Dakotans was the same as you guys got on the radio, which sort of bothers me a little bit because even the call you just played. I mean, my hope was, I guess I'm still a hopeful person, that he'd come here and I could show him, you know, reclaimed land like the reclaimed Glen Herald mine that Basin Electric has that is so spectacular out on the prairies, rich with wildlife and productive crops, and that he could see our clean air and go, maybe this coal mining thing isn't so awful after all. Maybe I've got it all wrong. And that might be wishing for too much, but I still think it's worth his time to come out and see how good America could be.
The vast majority of folks just believe there's no changing his mind, so that it would do no good, was sort of the overwhelming sense that we got in conversing with listeners about this. I tried to make the point that, look, even if you can't change the president's mind, what comes with the president's visit is an enormous amount of attention, and other people would see, and he'd be pressed to say, wait a minute, lowest unemployment, fastest growing economy, connect the dots with energy and all the other sectors of the economy that are roaring. It would put him in an uncomfortable spot to try to prove the points of where you disagree with him.
Well, that really is the point. The president brings with him a whole bunch of national attention, and I even thought from a political standpoint he might like the reprieve from what he's going through in Washington right now, and by the way, deservedly so, with regard to all the millions of people getting notification that they're, that the insurance that they love and the doctor that they like has been canceled. But, anyway, you know, but speaking of that, Scott, I just had dinner last night with your friend Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal, who, as you know, you had invited out and we escorted out to a coal mine and a power plant and, in the Bakken a couple of years ago. And he says, I want to come back. So I said, well, we better put something together. So, everybody's eyes are focused on North Dakota these days.
Let's get back to your calls, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Dennis in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was wondering what his stands were on funding Amtrak.
Dennis in Minot, Amtrak. Well, you know, we had a transportation and HUD appropriations bill that got through the committee that did not get to the floor. It got to the floor for some debate, and we actually made some amendments to it. Amtrak funding is important for lots of reasons, but not the least of which is in western parts of the United States, where you don't have the critical mass to support the rail system per se, from a purely market standpoint. And you have, but you do have a rail system. You just, you know, in terms of transportation rail, requires some support. I think we need to continue to do that, just like we've done with telecommunications and other areas that are unquote underserved areas without the aggregated support of users from around the country. You wouldn't have an interstate highway system, for that matter. So I think it's important to continue to support it, probably not at the same levels as has been over the course of history, but at the same time, one of the things we're seeing, and Minot has seen it probably as much as anybody, is that the boardings are way, way up, as you know, as well as the deboardings, because, of course, a lot of people are riding Amtrak to North Dakota for work.
Yeah. Well, like I say, some of us need Amtrak, and like I say, the funding, sure, they're worried about the Northeast, but what about, you know, like I say, you just got done saying that the ridership is way up, and it shows that it's a good investment.
It's working right now, isn't it, Dennis? And the thing about, of course, the Northeast is so heavily populated, and trains go about every hour between Washington and New York, and, you know, we see it all the time out here. And so, obviously, it works pretty well economically that way, but when you have several hundred miles between communities, it's a little bit harder sell, so it does require some additional support. It can't, you know, it can't get overboard, and there are benchmarks to that require the subsidy caps and things like that. But no, it's an important part of our Western culture, and it's an important means of moving people as well as goods and services.
Appreciate the call, Dennis. Thank you. Email from Steven says, my health insurance just doubled in price. He actually sent a letter to Senator Heidi Heitkamp about this, and has sent us a copy of the letter to the What's on Your Mind email address. But he says, my health insurance just doubled in price. I farm in central North Dakota and have a group plan with Blue Cross to get the same coverage we have now. It will cost me about $19,000 more in premiums. We also can't get on the website to see what our options are. And if we do get on, they want all of our private information before we can get a price.
Yes.
I do not trust the healthcare website to keep my data private. I am very upset with the whole thing. And you, as a Democrat, need to take action. As a Republican, I'm not a biggest supporter of you, but for the most part, think you've been doing a good job until now. So step up to the plate, get this fixed, or North Dakotans will rise up against you in the next election, signed Stephen Hager. I'm not sure what community he's from, but says he's a central North Dakota farmer. And obviously there's hearings today with Kathleen Sebelius, the Health and Human Services Secretary, answering questions on the website and the cost and everything else.
Sure.
You're getting a lot of these, too?
Yeah. We are. And Scott, Stephen's letter is similar to a lot of the correspondence we're getting, you know, emails, phone, and otherwise. It's a lot of it is coming from farmers, because farmers and ranchers are small business people, and they have, you know, these plans that they've designed for themselves. Remember, if you like your plan, you can keep it, promise. Remember that one. And so what they're finding, they're getting these cancellation notices, and when they're looking into alternatives, it's much higher. And this is the case all over the world, all over the country, I mean. And we're certainly not immune to it in North Dakota. And I see in the Fargo Forum today, there was a story about the similar. And we're dealing with it in Congress. I mean, you know, by tomorrow, we're all having to register and start the process as members of Congress and getting on the DC exchange, and my rates are going to go up about $1,000 a month as a member of Congress. So I want to say this to Stephen and to everybody else. There should be no, if we've learned nothing, there should be no doubt. There is one political party 100% responsible for this law. And there's one political party that is 100% absolved from this law. No Republican voted for it or has voted for it or any piece of it since it became the law or prior to becoming the law. And so this is a day that, Barack Obama owns 100% along with his colleagues this law. And they are in a real pickle, and we stand ready to try and help them out of it. I mean, I have an obligation to help Stephen and other North Dakotans, regardless of my, you know, regardless of how badly I despise the law and hate everything that it stands for in terms of its lack of freedom for Stephen and others and the cost of it. But that said, I'm obligated on his behalf and other North Dakotans' behalf to try to make it work or dismantle it piece by piece as we go forward, because there's a great temptation in this town to just wash our hands of it and say, hey, Republicans have done everything we can to try and stop this thing. It was passed before we got in power. We don't have enough senators and a president to help us overturn it. So therefore, you're going to have to marinate in your own soup. But we need to make it better for Stephen and others.
Let's get back to the phone calls, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, our radio town hall for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Bob and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First of all, Kevin, I just want to say thanks for making yourself available on a weekly basis for an hour here. I wish our senators were as understanding about taking questions from the people in North Dakota. Now, the other thing I want to say is that I read an article which said that the projected spending on food stamps under the Senate Farm Bill, proposed Farm Bill, is going to increase by 67% over the next 10 years. The projected spending for food stamps under the House Farm Bill, would increase by 38% over the next 10 years. So when we talk about cuts, that's really just Washington speak, right?
It really is. And that's why I was trying to make the point earlier that we're talking about a reduction in growth of something that's more than doubled in 5 years. And also keep in mind that these are only estimates based on eligibility, so none of it is appropriated. But here's the hard part about food stamps. It's similar, frankly, to Obamacare, and we're learning these lessons in many respects. I say we, the public is learning these lessons the hard way. Food stamps are what are considered mandatory spending. So regardless of what we do on this end, regardless of what we do with the appropriation, in fact, I'm the Speaker of the House today, Scott and Steve, Speaker Pro Tem, so I was presiding this morning over what's called morning hour with these various speeches, and the Democrat got up today and said that because of sequestration, there's going to be a $5 billion cut come January 1st in food stamps, or maybe it was November 1st in food stamps. And I thought to myself, well, that's not true at all, because food stamps are mandatory spending and there is no appropriation required for food stamps. Food stamps, the law says in the appropriation, it designates this much money or as much as is necessary. That's how open-ended food stamps are in permanent law. So, yeah, the whole idea that we're cutting anything in food stamps is really, really a misnomer.
Appreciate the call, Bob. Here's an email. I'll quickly get this out. Maybe you can answer on the other side of the break. From Mark in Grand Forks, says the EPA's 2009 endangerment ruling regarding CO2 is the cornerstone of the Obama war on fossil fuels, in particular coal. Without the endangerment finding, the EPA would have no basis for further regulation of CO2 emissions. But
right.
Congressman Cramer never uses his office to challenge the 2009 ruling, only subsequent rulings. By doing so, that's advancing the Obama agenda, because overturning the 2009 ruling is the only way to stop the war on fossil fuels.
And the Supreme Court, it's the Supreme Court ruling. So anyway, we can talk about, there are a number of other rulings coming forward on greenhouse gas emissions, including CO2, that are narrower in scope, and we may be able to get some progress out of the court yet.
All right, we'll give you a chance to finish that answer on the other side of the break. And our final segment coming up with Congressman Kevin Cramer, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your emails. More with Congressman Cramer coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings and they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll get back to the phone calls. Quick question, Sebelius, speaking right now as far as some of the hearings, should she be fired? Should she step away from her position? What's your take on what's going on with those hearings in Washington?
I'm not one who jumps to, calling on people to be fired. She has a boss, and ultimately the buck stops with him. And if he isn't going to hold anybody accountable, my calling for her to be fired isn't going to do anything. And frankly, I'm not sure he'd replace her with someone better. No, from my standpoint, she couldn't work for me. I could not have somebody that's that inadequate to the task working for me, but it's his privilege. He won the election. But Barack Obama hasn't held anybody accountable for anything. I mean, there's nobody been held accountable at the IRS for targeting conservative groups. Nobody's been held accountable at the Department of State for four Americans being killed in Benghazi, and nobody's been held accountable for the NSA leaks, not to mention their overreach of the Patriot Act, which is not just my opinion, but the opinion of the author of the Patriot Act, Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner. So, you know, I've given up thinking he's ever going to hold anybody at a high level accountable, because, and I think his problem is that he's, for him to hold somebody accountable at a high level and to fire somebody, it would have to be an admission that he might have made a mistake in hiring them, and he's incapable of that.
Appreciate the calls and comments in here. John in Western North Dakota on the Obamacare question as well. Go ahead, John.
I worked on something out for the self-employed. This goes back decades. The farms can be taken care of, but this is a small town Main Street. Say, Kramer, when you work for the state, do they pay your health insurance premiums, or how'd that work?
When the state of North Dakota has as generous a health care plan as anybody, and they pay 100% of your premiums for you at the state.
Yeah. Here's the deal. This goes back decades. Self-employed people, of course, they pay 15% Social Security versus...
Right, that's right.
And employee, if you're a big company employee or the state, you pay 7% or so, whatever it is.
Right, 7.5% on that.
Yeah, and on health care. Now, this is because, I guess, the political weight. Employees of companies, of government units or whatever, they have their health insurance, health premiums paid by the employer. And that's just like handing them cash, of course, but they don't pay personal income tax on it.
Right.
Now, if you look at self-employed people, they have to take after-tax dollars and buy their health insurance. And, of course, they get no tax break. And this, of course, they have no weight in D.C. This has gone on for decades, and it's a complete, complete graft bag to let the big part of the population get a free ride in some ways. And people... You take the small, they're an endangered species, small town Main Street. Of course, maybe they're gone, but that's my background.
No, I think you raise, John, you raise an important point that, and by the way, so that people understand, the federal government system is not as generous as North Dakota's system. That was one of the things I lost when I got here, and of course, it's even less for members of Congress here shortly, because I have to go on the exchange like you do. And by the way, that pre-tax thing, you lose that as well. So you know, when you go on the exchange, or if your employer drops you or you get canceled, like millions of people, if they're having millions of people as we speak, you go on the exchange, that's post-tax dollars, so you do lose that advantage. But you're exactly right, John, and the self-employed get it from many angles. Now, at the same time, you know, the real, for bigger businesses, the real oftentimes big competition is for workforce and for talent, and so consequently they, you know, these programs and the various benefits are part of the package that attract people. And throughout the years, and especially in recent years as healthcare costs have gone up so dramatically, more and more smaller employers have been looking for different plans, modifying them, higher deductibles and ways to get premiums down. And of course, now that's all getting thrown out the window, because many of those plans that you've customized for yourself don't meet the standards of Obamacare, so consequently they're canceling those as well. So, and remember, the president promised multiple times, if you like the plan you have, you can keep it. So I'm a co-sponsor, actually, of a bill that's going to require, and this is a bipartisan, bicameral bill that grandfathers everybody into their current plan, because we certainly want to help the president make good on his promise that if you like the plan you have, you can keep it. So we've got a lot of Democrats signing on to this bill.
We're coming up against the break. John, thanks for the phone call. Quick question, Congressman Kramer. Have you made a decision on staff coverage for Obamacare yet? The deadline is
tomorrow. I have till 5 o'clock tomorrow to do it. To be honest with you, the way I read the law, it looks impossible to me to exempt congressional staff that they're your official staffers from the law, from the exchange. And so, the Senate has more options and they kind of did this in the first place. So, our staffers are hired more 100% by each individual member. We don't share staff with other committees and things like that. So, as a result of that, I don't think I have any options. I certainly have no option for myself as a member of Congress. We are bound to the exchange, and I would do it that way anyway, Steve, as a matter of solidarity.
Did we happen to get an answer on that farm bill question from earlier yet?
We've gotten a couple of answers, and they don't jive, so we're checking into it further. We did talk to the staff up at the Ag Committee, but we need to go a little bit deeper on this. My sense
Sounds
of it
good.
Is well, that you can't. But,
we'll make that job one next week to get that answer out there for the listener. We're out of time today. Congressman Kevin Cramer every Wednesday in the Talk Radio Town Hall. See you tomorrow, folks.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.